Welcome to the latest edition of the Weekly Fix. My name is Andrei Skiba. While the armed conflict in the Middle East continues unabated, markets have recovered some of the losses of late based on hopes of a near-term de-escalation. With the midterms coming and a Republican control of the Senate under question for the first time in a long while, we see decent chance of a positive resolution on the horizon. Having said that, it remains unclear whether the Iranian side is willing to make a deal on the terms proposed by the US, especially considering the leverage it holds over the strategically important Strait of Hormuz. The situation remains fluid, and there is a clear risk that hopes for a quick deal could well be dashed. If the conflict ends soon, while we expect US growth projections to be negatively impacted, we see a low likelihood of a major slowdown hitting the US economy. A longer standoff could have more serious implications. However, even in that case, we see a modest risk of a US recession, given that US is energy self-sufficient and it's a pretty closed economy. The same cannot be said for European and some Asian countries, where the risk of recession is looming larger. With no rate cuts priced for the remainder of the year, we feel it's unlikely we will witness major underperformance of treasuries going forward. In our opinion, the bar for rate hikes is higher than many think, given Fed's dual mandate and upcoming leadership changes. This is less clear regarding assets such as German government bonds, where the ECB has a solely inflation-driven mandate and the continent is experiencing an energy price shock as we speak. Credit has been trading as a sideshow to geopolitical events, and spread widening has been modest so far. When fears of ground troop deployment were circulating a week or so ago, we've seen some evidence of increased risk aversion and spread decompression leading to underperformance of higher beta assets. However, this was relatively short-lived. High-quality, defensive US bonds remain in strong demand as yield-sensitive buyers are taking advantage of a sell-off in Treasury yields to lock in attractive entry points. Across our portfolios, we favor US assets and stay away from deep cyclicals. In summary, while uncertainty remains high, we maintain a modest overweight bias. This is driven by what we see as historically attractive yields of fixed income assets and a strong, possibly double-digit forward 12-month total return potential were this crisis to abate. Since downside risks are material, we stay away from growth-sensitive issuers, apply conservative credit selection, and, where appropriate, use portfolio hedges to shield our strategies. We stand ready to forcefully adjust our exposures where this to be needed over the weeks to come. Thank you for your attention.
This podcast is provided by RBC Global Asset Management, RBC GAM, for informational purposes and may not be reproduced, distributed, or published without the written consent of RBC GAM. This podcast does not constitute an offer or solicitation to buy or to sell any security product or service in any jurisdiction, nor is it intended to provide investment, financial, legal, accounting, tax, or other advice, and such information should not be relied or acted upon for providing such advice. Past performance is not indicative of future results. This product is not available for distribution to investors in jurisdictions where such distribution would be prohibited. Investment and economic outlook information has been compiled by RBC GAM from various sources. Information obtained from third parties is believed to be reliable, but no representation or warranty expressed or implied is made by RBC GAM or its affiliates or any persons as to its accuracy, completeness, or correctness. RBC GAM and its affiliates assume no responsibility for any errors or omissions.